gonna do, Becky? Can't see anything in the snow. You don't even know you're still on the road.
Help! Help! Can anyone hear me?
I'm so tired. I'm gonna lay down a minute. I wish I was back home before any of this happened.
Oh!
I've never seen you so eager to wash dishes, Becky. You must really want to finish trimming the tree.
She probably wants pie, Mary.
Let's wait a few minutes on the pie. That Christmas Eve feast was so good I stuffed myself.
Look, even Charlie needs to take a break after all those scraps.
What's the matter, Charlie? Did you eat too much?
Go on into the living room and finish stringing the popcorn, Becky. I'll put the last of these dishes away.
Come on, Charlie.
What's the matter, Tom? You've hardly spoken a word all through dinner. Was the goose dry?
No, Mary. It was wonderful. Everything was just great. I just have a hard time keeping my mind on everything, what with all the troubles.
You promised that for this one night you would forget our farm troubles.
I wish I could forget about it. After the drought, the old mule dying, and the hail ruining the tobacco last summer, we just don't have anything left.
Things will get better. I took in some extra sewing last week. That'll bring in a few extra dollars.
It's just not enough, Mary. Oh, I know, it's Christmas tomorrow, and I'm not feeling as joyful as I should. But next month, the tax bill comes, and we just don't have the money.
Oh, Tom, please don't worry about it. I know something will come along. Things will get better somehow.
The only thing that'll save this family is a miracle.
Look outside! It's snowing!
Oh, look at the size of those snowflakes.
Hey, who's that coming up the lane? Oh, for heaven's sake, it's Cletus Philpot on Christmas Eve.
I guess it's time to get out the pie. Becky, grab the coffee cups.
Quiet down there, Charlie. Hey, come on in, Cletus.
No time to stay long, folks. I gotta keep moving on down the road. It's terrible news. Terrible news to tell you folks and the neighbors to get home before this storm takes hold. It's gonna be a real hurly-burly. Sheriff Mathers says it's gonna be the big one.
How about a cup of coffee to warm your insides?
Well, since you've already got it brewed, ma'am, I don't mind if I do.
Cletus, what brings you out here on a night like this?
I apologize for stopping by on Christmas Eve, Tom. But there's worse things out there. There's worse things out there tonight than just that storm. Terrible things a few days back. Harvey Vesper spent the morning burning stumps on his property. When he got back, he found his sheep gone. Escaped through a hole in the fence. Near the fence, he found another set of them Bigfoot prints, like I found outside my tool shed.
Mommy says there's no such thing as Bigfoot.
Don't none of us know everything, little lady. Folks here in the Kickapoo Valley are riled up, turned inside out, terrified. People are scared. They've been spying strange lights. Most recently, a powerful stench around Spook Holler. We got Bigfoot prints showing up all over. And now, Harvey's sheep have disappeared. If Harvey had his way, we'd set a fire up Spook Holler and burn that monster out. Crazy if you ask me. Heck, the Indians wouldn't even venture up Spook Holler. They called it bad medicine.
Now, Cletus Philpot, you're scaring the child.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I truly am sorry, Tom. I just want folks to prepare themselves for the storm and anything else tonight. I I suppose I better get on down the lane to Thorson's, warn them. You folks take care now. Keep your critters indoors, your fire stoked. Looks like we're in for a real doozy.
Here, good night, Cletus. Hurry home now before the worst of the storm hits. Weather like this ain't fit for man nor beast.
Merry Christmas, Cletus.
Night, folks. Young lady. And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Will the Bigfoot come and take our Bessie?
Oh, don't you worry about Bessie. She's already locked up in the barn with the rest of the livestock. Before I go to bed, I'll make sure nothing can get in.
Go on and hang your stocking up, honey. We'll be right there.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, did you hear what Cletus had to say, Mary? Missing sheep, more Bigfoot tracks. Tell me how things could get any worse.
Now, Tom, it's Christmas Eve, and you've got your family and a warm home.
But, Mary...
That's enough. Finish your pie, and let's hang our stockings and go to bed. I'll hear no more worries or nonsense talk of that Bigfoot tonight.
Charlie, it's really blowing now. All you can see is white.
Roof!
Come up here on the bed, Charlie. Good boy. Your fur is so soft. You're a perfect pillow. I love you too, Charlie. Now let me pet you. Christmas isn't the same when Daddy's so upset.
Roof!
I know. Daddy's just worried. He says we might have to move to the city if it gets any worse.
Roof, roof, roof.
Yep, you too. I don't know if we can bring Bessie, though.
Roof, roof.
What can I do, Charlie? I'm just a kid.
Roof, roof.
That's a great idea, Charlie. It's Christmas Eve, after all. Here, let's hold hands. I wish we were all happy. Did you see that, Charlie? The candle flame just jumped. I think it worked.
Roof.
Becky? Becky?
Quick, get down off the bed. Come on in, Mom.
All ready for bed, dear?
Yeah, we were just watching the storm.
It's really coming down, isn't it? Even Charlie needs to stay inside on a night like this.
Mom, is Bigfoot real?
Of course not, honey. That Mr. Philpot is going to find out that they've all been scared of a silly old bear or something. Don't you worry, a pretty little head. Are you excited about Christmas?
Yeah. Me and Charlie made a Christmas wish.
Oh, really? What did you wish for?
Just for everyone to be happy, especially Daddy.
Oh, honey, that's a very sweet wish. Your dad loves you very much and wants us all to be happy, too. Now, don't you worry. I'm sure everything will work out.
Thanks, Mom.
Good night, honey. Sleep well. Your father and I love you very much.
Good night, Mom. I love you, too. Come on, Charlie. Get up here on the bed. You're going to keep me nice and warm tonight.
Ruff, ruff.
Go back to sleep, Charlie. It's late. What is it, Charlie? Is something out there? Quiet down, boy. You're gonna wake up Mom and Dad. Hold on, Charlie. Wait for me. You have to go to the bathroom? Let's just look out the front door and make sure it's safe. Wait, Charlie. Don't run away. I gotta get my boots and coat on. Wait, Charlie, wait! Charlie! Charlie! Come here, boy! Charlie!
Boy!
What was that? Charlie, he can't be far now. What are you gonna do, Becky? You can't see anything in the snow.
You don't even know if you're still on the road.
Help! Help! Can anyone hear me?
I'm so tired. I need to lay down. I wish I was back home before any of this happened.
Tonight.
Weather like this ain't fit for man nor beast.
They called it bad medicine.
Mommy says there's no such thing as Bigfoot.
Even Charlie needs to stay inside on a night like tonight.
Weather like this ain't fit for man
they
nor beast.
They called it bad medicine.
Mommy says there's no such thing as Bigfoot.
Even Charlie needs to stay inside on a night like tonight.
Weather like this ain't fit for man nor
they
beast.
They called it bad medicine.
Mommy says there's no such thing as Bigfoot.
Some kind of creature into Kickapoo. Stole my sheep, he did. What are we going to do about this, Sheriff?
We all know why we came out in this ungodly storm at this late hour. It's to help Tom and Mary Morrison in their moment of need. Their little daughter, Rebecca, has been missing since sometime last night. Now, Tom, why don't you go on and tell the folks just what happened?
Oh, well, Sheriff, we woke up about midnight and noticed the house was cold. Mary here got up and found the front door wide open and our girl missing from her bedroom along with her dog, Charlie. We gotta go right now. We gotta go look for her, Sheriff. She's never gonna survive a night like this.
Just settle down. Everything's gonna be all right. Now, before we make any plans, I want to bring up my boy, Jed. You all know Jed. Jed, why don't you come on up here? Jed, why don't you tell the folks what you and Luke found on your way back into town this morning?
Well, we was just coming down the river road and just got to the head of Spook Holler when something in the road ahead spooked the horses. Scared them real bad. Yeah, ain't that right, Luke?
Sure. Very sensitive.
Yeah, me and Luke here, we calmed the horses down and went to see what was on the road, and we found this here coat.
My baby!
Tom, is that little Rebecca's coat?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, Jed, you want to go on there, Jed?
Yes, sir. Well, we lifted the coat and seen a couple of great big feet print tracks hidden underneath it.
Oh, no.
We looked around for more, but the drifting snow covered any other tracks.
We gotta get it.
Yeah, Luke here, he headed up Spook Holler a spell, and he found this here hair stuck to some branches.
Oh, please say it ain't so.
Ain't that right, Luke?
Yarp.
Oh, my God.
We gotta get it. Quiet down. Now, is there anything else, Jed?
Yes, sir. There was a terrible stench. Like nothing I never smelt before. He got real spooked and decided to hightail it out of there right away. As we was leaving, we heard some kind of animal howling something awful coming straight from Spook Holler. Twarn't no bear, ain't that right, Luke?
Yarp.
Oh, my God.
Come on. What are you standing here for?
Thank you, boys. Luke,
the monster's got to be stopped.
Folks, what we need to do is work up a plan. If that creature's out there, and it's up in Spook Cave, it's got little Rebecca with him, we're just going to have to find some way to coax him out of there somehow.
I once had a fox getting all my chickens. I tracked that beast to his den up in Indian Hollow. Picked up a bunch of brush and, by God, I burned them out.
Thank you, Harvey. We'll keep that in mind. We can't do anything until it gets light out and this storm settles down a mite. Now, first thing in the morning, we're going to form a search party. We're going to head up Spook Holler.
Yep.
Now, everybody listen up, because here's the
plan. Listen up.
Oh, okay, buddy.
Listen up. Yeah,
Tom, I'm so scared. I'm hoping she's okay.
Oh, I hope so, too, Mary. I said something before about needing a miracle. Well, we're really going to need one now.
I remember was falling asleep, and there was some kind of animal howling. How did we get here?
Ruff, ruff.
Charlie, who is that on the other side of the cave? He's tall, covered in hair.
Ah! 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 Man! Quiet down, kid. You'll wake the bats. What is it about you people and noise? Answer your question. I brought you here. I found that mangy muff. Charlie, right? I think you called him, whining outside the cave. Luckily, I speak dog, granted with an accent. We had a talk, and he insisted I follow him to you. Right, Charlie? Right. I just couldn't leave you out there in the storm.
Are you the Bigfoot?
The Bigfoot. Yes, I'm the Bigfoot. Sasquatch. Yeti. The Abominable Snowman, the Michelin Tire Man. You know, your people have given me many names. You couldn't pronounce my real name. I can barely pronounce it, really. So you can call me Herman. Herman J. Harryman.
You got it there, didn't you? Herman J. Harryman?
All right, maybe it's not that funny. What's your name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
But everybody calls me Becky.
Oh, okay. Becky, it's nice to meet you.
Are you going to hurt me?
Hurt you? No, heck no. I don't hurt people. I saved your life, didn't I? What kind of a monster do you think I am?
But everyone's so scared of you. They say you took Harvey Vesper's sheep.
Sheep, shmeep, blech. Yuck. What I want with those stinky animals and their curly hair and their funny little feet? Are you kidding? Forget about it. You know, you people jump to conclusions pretty quickly, don't you? I mean, just because I stand 7 feet tall, have these great big feet, and am covered with this beautiful, thick, plush coat of beautiful hair. I know I said beautiful twice. You know why? Because it is really beautiful. You know, I wasn't too impressed by you naked apes the first time I saw you either. But I've got a job to do, so I learned to accept your looks without judgment.
What do you mean, you've got a job to do?
I'm the official planetary observer and reviewer of indigenous life forms of Galactic Sector 23.
What does that mean?
Well, basically, it means I'm here to observe. You could say I'm a watcher.
Like a policeman?
More like a private detective. I loved those when I was a kid. I'm here to gather information and report back.
Why?
Why not? Look, my people have been following your people's development for quite some time now. You're a weird group. You're violent and destructive, and you're noisy. And we want to make sure you don't destroy yourselves or someone else. If we need to, we're prepared to straighten you out. We'll talk.
Where do you come from?
Where do I come from? Well, I come from a place far, far, far from here. On my ship.
You live on a boat?
Boat. No, sort of. Well, no. Yeah, sort of. I mean, only a boat that travels through interdimensional space. It's right outside, kid. Only you can't see it. It's invisible. The only time you can see it is when I open the door or when I enter interdimensional space. Oh, yeah. You should see it, kid. And it lights up the sky like a supernova. The only reason I'm here now is because my ship broke down. I had to, borrow some tools to get it fixed. And as soon as the storm lets up, I'm out of here. Hey, what's the matter now?
I'm cold. I miss my mommy and daddy. It's Christmas, and me and Charlie just want to go home.
I know the feeling, kid. I miss my folks, too. Listen, I'm sorry, but no one's going anywhere until this storm settles down. Understand?
I want to go home.
It's okay. Please don't cry. You start to cry. I start to cry. Stop, okay? Now come on over here by the fire. You too, Charlie. Hey, I know. You want to see a cool trick? Oh, this is the only one. Watch this.
You just turned as green as the leaves.
Yeah, it helps me blend in with the forest, and it matches my eyes. Watch this one.
Now you're as black as night.
Sure am, from head to toe, like a shadow. I got one more trick. Oh, you're gonna like this like you wouldn't believe.
Where did you go? I can't see you.
I'm right here.
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Boop.
Ah! Where'd you go? You're invisible.
Screaming. I just... And back to normal.
Those are the best tricks I've ever seen.
Nice, huh?
I wish Mom and Dad could see.
That's nothing. And you should hear me howl. It'll scare you right out of your pelt. I used it earlier to keep those mangy, stinky sheep out of my cave. Sounds. I mean, it's really blowing out there. We're gonna be here for a while yet, kid. Oh, hey, this Christmas you're talking about, it's some kind of a special day, right? In the dark of winter, when the sun starts to return? Why don't you tell me about Christmas? Yeah, while we wait for the storm to pass.
Well, it's my favorite time of year.
Oh.
To start with, Daddy cuts down a tree and brings it inside. We set it up in the living room and decorate it with these ornaments and popcorn and lights to make it beautiful. Even Charlie helps. Then we sing Christmas carols and put presents for each other under the tree. Sometimes Mommy and Daddy let me open one present early. This year, they gave me this brand new nightgown.
Oh, hey, that looks very nice on you, kid. I love how it goes with your shoes. And the yellow ribbon and bow match your hair.
Thanks, Herman. My favorite part of Christmas is the huge feast we have on Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
This year, we had a roast goose, mashed potatoes, cranberries, and pudding with two different pies for dessert. One apple and one mincemeat.
Oh, that sounds like yummy, delicious, good, kid, except, what is it with you people and your penchant for eating dead animal flesh?
When Christmas morning comes, we open presents and the whole valley celebrates with music and singing and more food. Mommy says that all around the world, people celebrate this time in many different ways. Do you celebrate Christmas where you're from?
Huh. Well, not exactly. But we do have something kind of like that. On my world, one of our years lasts as long as three of your years. For 10 months, our sun lies below the horizon, making the days dark as night.
Wow, that's a long night.
You know, and at the end of the long night, my people gather together to celebrate the return of the light. We share all the best foods that we gathered and stored throughout the year, you know, like nuts and dried sweet fruits, mushrooms. There's this rainbow turnip I really like, and this little curry sauce. It's excellent. But whatever's left, you know, after the dark time. We don't call it Christmas, though. I guess, how would that translate? Festival of Light is the closest translation you would understand. Oh, yeah. I can see it now. My favorite holiday dish is a moss souffle, seasoned with honey and hot spices, maybe some capers, a little red onion, served with a side of fermented fluffle leaf. Fluffle leaf. You've never leafed until you fluffle leaf. Boy. Topped with grated shibara bark and a side of some really good spiced tea.
What's wrong, Herman?
What? Oh. You know, I'm sorry. I've been gone for such a long time, and I just realized...
Realized what, Herman?
I just realized that this is about the time of my Festival of Light. I haven't been home in a long time. I guess I miss Christmas, too.
I have an idea.
Huh?
Here, Herman. I want to give you this.
Just a little...
It'll be my Christmas present to you.
What is it?
It's the ribbon from my nightgown.
Oh.
Here, I'll just tie it into your hair like so.
Oh.
There. You look very handsome now, Herman.
Oh, you didn't have to do that. Thanks, kid. Hey, let me find something for you. I gotta have something around this place. Where did I put that? Where are those things? They're in a bag. No, no, there's a pocket. There's my hairbrush. I think... here they are. I was going to bring these back for my nephews, but, you know, they got some already. I think you should have them. Here.
Thanks, Herman. What are they?
They're a spare part left over from my repairing, when I repaired my ship. When I was young, we used to play a game with them. We'd see who could knock the most orbs out of a circle we'd draw in the dirt.
We have a game kind of like that called Marbles.
Marbles.
They're beautiful, Herman. And heavy, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, shucks. All right, you're welcome. God, come on.
I'm getting a little sleepy. It's starting to get cold again.
Well, why don't you lay down here between me and Charlie? That ought to keep you warm while we rest. Right, Charlie? Pretty soon, morning will come. And we can get you two started on your way back home.
Herman?
What's up, kid?
Thanks.
Aw. You're welcome, kid. Now, hey, you go right ahead and go to sleep. Herman J. Harryman is right here to watch over you.
There it is, Spook Cave. Quiet down. Now, remember the plan. Cletus, you go around the backside. Tom, Harvey, want you guys to head over there behind them boulders. Everybody else, just kind of fan out a little bit. Mary, I want you to stay back here where it's safe. Now, dagnabbit, where'd those boys run off to?
I still think we should burn them out.
Now, Harvey Vesper, you will do no such thing. My daughter is in there.
Harvey, what is it about you and burning things anyway?
Pay attention. Everybody, pay attention. Get into position. I'm going to fire off a single warning shot to get their attention. Everybody else, just hold your fire.
Hey, fire!
All right. Head down. Keep your head down.
What do you say?
Hold your fire.
Start a fire? That's a great idea.
No, hold your fire. Fire.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire. Wake up, kid. This is not a good scene. This is bad.
What's going on here?
This is the straight story, kid. This is it. We gotta go. I can't let them find me.
All right, we know you're in there. We know you got the girl. So come out with your hands up and everything will be all right,
Do you trust me, Becky?
Yeah.
Good. Then do exactly as I say and you'll be home safe and sound in no time.
Okay, Herman.
All right, good. First, bring Charlie over here by the entrance.
Come here, Charlie.
All right, here goes. Close your eyes and plug your ears.
I'm gonna let loose one of those bone-crushing howls of mine. That'll scare him enough to buy us a little time.
This is your final warning.
Grab on to me, kid.
Are we invisible?
Yep. We are gonna make a break for it. Now hold on tight. Hold on. Ah. Come on, hold on, kid.
Come on.
Okay, it should be around here somewhere. Ouch!
Ow! Oh,
there it is. Let's just open the door here.
Is that your ship? I can see inside. It's beautiful, Herman.
Nice, huh? Good stereo, too. She's my ticket home, kid. Come on, baby. Don't fail me now. Yes! Yes! Now you go! Stand over there by those trees, kid! I gotta go!
Wait, Herman!
What?
I just wanted to say!
What?
I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas!
Ah! Oh, God! Why do you do this to me? Come here. Give me a hug, kid. Now, you take care of yourself, all right? No more, running out in snowstorms, okay?
Don't worry, Herman. I won't. I hope you get home in time for your Christmas.
Don't worry about me, kid. And thanks for the gift. You keep an eye on her now, Charlie. All right, good. Now, go. Come on now, get over behind those trees, will ya?
Becky! Becky!
I'm over here, Mom. Come on, Charlie.
Becky, is it really you?
It's really me, Mom. It's okay. You don't have to hug me so tight.
I'm so happy to see you and Charlie, too.
Come here, sweetie. Give your dad a hug, too. We were so worried about you.
Rebecca? Rebecca? Hey, everybody. We found the Morrison girl. She's all right.
Hey, look what I found here in the cave. Them tools I've been missing.
Oh, what's that? Powerful smell.
What you got there, Jet?
Are those Harvey Vesper sheep?
Yes, sir. Luke and I here, we got lost and had followed the stench up the holler. We found all these here sheep hiding in another cave. They must have been taking shelter from the storm. Ain't that right, Luke?
Yarp. Are these your sheep, Harvey?
Yes, they are, Sheriff.
They're a mite gamey, aren't they there, Harvey?
Yeah. Come on, girls. Let's go home.
Okay, folks, the show's over here. Let's pack it up and head on down the hill, shall we? Come on now.
All right, let's go, Becky. The sleigh's right down here.
I am so glad you're okay, hon. What on earth happened anyway?
Well, first Charlie ran away, and I went after him, but I fell asleep and woke up in a cave. And Bigfoot, and his name was of Herman, and he watches us, and he didn't take Harvey's sheep. And he only borrowed some tools to fix his interdimensional hyperspace ship.
Okay, all right. Quiet down now, Becky. It doesn't matter. We'll get you warmed up and back home, and we can still open our presents.
Mom, I hope you're not mad, but I gave Herman the ribbon for my new nightgown.
Oh, don't worry about that, dear. You're safe, and now everything's going to be okay.
Oh, guess what else? Herman gave me a present, too. It's a spare part left from a ship, but kids on his world use it for a game.
Oh, honey, those are beautiful. Tom, take a look at this.
Hey, well, I'll be. Let me have a look at those. Well, I don't believe it. These are made of solid gold. You've got a whole bag of them.
Is that good?
Oh, Becky, is that good? Is that good? It means we don't have to sell the farm.
Gosh, first we find you safe after getting lost in a blizzard, and now it looks like our money worries are over.
You're right, Mary. It really is a Christmas miracle.
Look, look up in the sky at that star. It's so bright. Isn't it beautiful?
I've never seen that star before. It's so bright, it lights up the whole sky.
That's not a star. That's an interdimensional hyperspace. Goodbye, Herman J. Harryman, and Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to us all!